This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Before we start with our Q&A, what's the latest developments in Gaza?
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم نحمده ونصلي على رسوله الكريم أما بعد All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is the Haaretz headlines, drafting Israel's alternative history. Netanyahu's last stand, how rewriting the Gaza war will shape his political fate. You know he's a war criminal and the world knows that. They can write what they want to. Gaza Health Ministry says 19 Palestinians killed by Israel fire in the past day. Netanyahu asked to delay hearing on petition demanding the Red Cross visit Palestinians in Israeli jails because they tortured them so much that they can't show their faces. So these swines and pigs and monkeys and donkeys and dogs, all these words Allah Ta'ala has used for the Jews in the Noble Quran. Go and read chapter number 5, verse number 60. Go and read chapter 62, verse number 5. Go and read chapter 7 and verse 167 and see Almighty Allah Jalla Wala has used this for them. Israeli Hamas negotiators. Okay, I missed one out there. IDF confirmed Israeli warplanes bomb targets in northwestern Lebanon. They can bomb anybody with impunity, the haramis. Israeli Hamas negotiators begin talks on Trump's Gaza ceasefire plan in Egypt, then Sharm el Sheikh. Gaza ceasefire talks, Israel Hamas remaining key gaps and demands. Israel's premier tech cycling changes name in rebrand away from Israel identity, but we still know who they are, so we must gate crash them and tell them, get out, we don't want you foot sack. You see that? Every sport they play, whether it is soccer, whether it is cycling, whatever, we must disrupt it and they must know they are the most hated people on earth, the haramis and so forth and so on. And remember, Trump is just thinking that if he can pull this off, then he'll get the peace prize and so forth. Israel deports Greta Thunberg and 170 Gaza flotilla activists amid new abuse allegations. They were sent to Greece and so forth, and she received the hero's welcome there. Outrageous, Germany will withdraw from Eurovision if Israel is barred. Go to hell, you Germany also. You can also go fly a kite, you must remember that you committed the genocide or Holocaust, whatever you call, against the Jews. So why must Palestinians pay for it? You must pay for it. They must attack you, not attack the Palestinians, haramis. So now you want to carry on like a big shot there and so forth. So remember that in France, the Prime Minister, after 26 days, he resigned. He had enough. So France is gone mad also. You must remember that. Okay, I am the product of Zionist evil. 87, Sabri Girsis remains critical of Israel. Remember, 87 years old. He's older than the state of Israel. And he knows all this. Now look at you Salafis, you Saudis, you Najdi supporters, scholars for dollars, comedians, human rights groups, slam, top US comics taking the stage in Saudi Arabia. So imagine that, they're going there just for the money, what else? And then they will mock Islam, mock the hijab, the niqab, and the dressing of women, and so forth. And these idiots, Saudis, Wahhabis, pakka kafirs, Quran says Saudi kafirs, وَلَا إِن سَأَلْتَهُمْ لَيَقُولُنَّ إِنَّمَا كُنَّا نَخُودُ وَنَلْأَبُ. If you ask them, why are you saying all these things? They'll say, no, we just amusement, and fun, and games, and joking. قُلْ أَبِاللَّهِ وَآيَاتِهِ وَرَسُولِهِ كُنْتُمْ تَسْتَهْزِئُونَ. What? Are you playing? Tell them, Ya Rasulullah, you're mocking Almighty Allah. You're ridiculing, mocking his verses. The Messenger, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you continue mocking. Chapter 9, Surah Tawbah, verses 65-66. لا تعتذروا. Don't cite any excuses. قد كفرتم. Allah's verdict forever. You are kafir, pakka, non-Muslim, murtad. بعد إيمانكم. After you had iman. So now what answer you going to give you Salafis and Mufatiyas? Mufatiyas means people who want to take money and they can't speak anything. They shut their mouth. After 2 years of no accountability, a failed government clings to power. You see that 2 years and they can't beat Hamas. Vicky Cohen, mother of hostage Nimrod, the sukkah shakes like a heart that never calms. So Louis Kino, father of hostage David and Ariel, I believed in Zionism. Now I have questions. Ruby Chen, father of hostage Itay, why hasn't the state of Israel returned my son yet? Very good question. Ask Netanyahu, the war criminal. So Inav Zangwa, mother of hostage Matan, I'll never give, I'll give up on you. So these are all of them. How Netanyahu's Mideast map of opportunities is turning into Israel map of threats, you see that. All of them are now uniting against Israel and so forth and so on. So may Almighty Allah decimate the Jutlas and all of them who support them and wipe off Israel from the surface of this earth. 2-3 other interesting developments. Russia is already warning Israel, don't push us too far. Then we will enter and we'll finish you up. China also gave them a warning. America, the haramis, now Trump and Modi, they are no more Pelly Pelly and friends. So Trump has told his inner circle caucus, in 12 months I want Modi out. So you see, already the undercurrent, the war is playing between America and India. They, India is right, because India says, who the hell are you to tell us where we must buy our oil and where we must buy our gas and whatever? We don't have to listen to you, but that's an answer. You can't tell Trump he's a narcissist, an egoist, a pedophile, a rapist, and so forth. So therefore, now the best thing, let's topple him. And they will use Pakistan, they will use their own people, and so forth, and cause the problems there. We will be very happy if they kick out Modi. But from that perspective, is India right or India or America right? India is right. You can't tell us from where we must buy and then. So like South Africa, they tell us you can't do this for Russia and that. We tell them, go to hell. You don't come and tell us what to do and so forth and so on. So that is what we must learn. Now there's Arab regimes. They ask the Qatar ministers and that, do you feel betrayed after Israel attacked you? You say 100%. Will you blame America for this? Say, no, we don't blame America. Imagine the idiots and the fools and donkeys, we must call them. You got your plant there, 10,000 soldiers are there, Americans and so forth, in your Uday there. Israel comes, fills up fuel there, and then they bomb you and attack you. And still you say America hasn't betrayed you. Your brains is in the right place, is upstairs or downstairs your brains. So foolish people, idiots and morons they are, that's what they are. Allah has humiliated them because they thought by giving $1 trillion and one plane to Trump and telling their women to shake their hair and all that, Allah ka ghadab shawaj ayah, you see. So Allah's fury, anger descended on them and Allah humiliated them. Allah ki lati be awaz hai. So remember, Allah's stick does not make a noise. Come on Khalid, let's carry on. Bismillah.
What is the dua to go for Umrah?
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. So many people are gone for Umrah. Every second, third person, you ask them, where's your father, where's your uncle, where's your brother? They're gone for Umrah. So South Africans love it. Why? Nice holiday, nice shopping, nice this and all that. And say, no, we're doing for Allah's sake. If you get 10-20% doing for Allah's sake, you'll say, Alhamdulillah. Majority is just shopping and, you know, touring and so forth and so on. So anyway, any person wants to go for Umrah, you want to go for Hajj, so read 2 rakah, chapter 2, and that is Surah Baqarah, verse 128. وَأَرِنَا مَنَاسِكَنَا وَتُبْ عَلَيْنَا إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, show us the places of Umrah and Hajj, and forgive us Makkah, Mina, Arafat, Muzdalifah, Madinah, Munawwarah, also being included, inshaAllah, and forgive us إِنَّكَ أَنْتَ التَّوَّابُ الرَّحِيمُ. Ya Allah, you are all forgiving, very merciful. beautiful chapter 2, Surah 2, verse 128. If you want, you can read 2 rakat salat first, and then you read the dua. Allah, Jallah, make it easy. However, me, I'll still tell you, O Muslim, I was there in Roshni last week, Friday, and I appealed to them in the ending of my talk. I said, Roshni, you have so many rich people here in Roshni, Freinachan, here, you know, Gauteng. So remember that you went for Hajj, you went for Umrah, you went for Ramadan. So when are you going to go to Aqsa al-Mubarak? So every Muslim, at least once in your lifetime, go to Aqsa, show your solidarity there with the Palestinians, visit our first Qibla and so forth. Because tomorrow on Day of Justice, remember what will happen. Maymuna binti Sa'd radiallahu ta'ala anha says, I asked Nabi alayhi salatu salam, Aftina fi baytil maqdis ya Rasulallah, Aftina fi baytil muqaddas ya Rasulallah. Indo-Pak scholars, we say baytul Muqaddas. Arab ulama say Baytul Maqdis. Both is fine. So ye Habibuna Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said regarding Majlul Aqsa and surroundings, Hiya Ardul Mahshar wal Manshar. It is the land of resurrection. Hadith in Ibn Majah. You go read one salat there, man atta hazal bayt, who comes to Masjid al-Aqsa, and faswalla fi, and he read salat there, raja'a ka yawmin ka waladatu ummuhu. You go so clean from your sons, raja'a. So he comes so clean from his sons and all that, man atta hazal bayt, la yuridu illa salata fi, kharaja min dhunubihi ka yawmin waladatu ummuhu. The hadith in Sunan Nasai, you get so purified from your vices and sins, like the day your biological mother gave birth to you. So these are all the virtues. You can fasten ihram from there also, mashallah. Allah Jalla wa'ala give us tawfiq, protect the Haramain Sharifain, Majid al-Aqsa and all our masajid. Ameen Ya Rabbal Alameen.
Is akika meat specifically for Muslims, or can we also give the meat to non-Muslims?
Whether it is akika meat or whether it is qurbani meat, the ruling remains the same. Hanafi say you can give it to Muslims, non-Muslims, all permissible. However, Shafi, Hanbali, and him say no, that whether it is qurbani meat, udhiya, or whether it's akika meat, must be given to Muslims only and not to given to non-Muslims. We have many non-Muslim listeners listening to us now. Tonight is the Laylatul Badr. I just showed the brothers who took me now for Isha Salat. I told them, look up. They speak Urdu. Chodhvi Raat here, you see that? It is Laylatul Badr, the full moon shining in its glory and beauty and so forth. So now tonight your baby got born, you see that? So now that's Tuesday Islamically. So your Atika will be next week Monday. So for a boy, 2 goats or 2 sheep. For a girl, 1 goat or 1 sheep. So that is what we mean by Atika. Then you sacrifice that animal in the name of Almighty Allah Jalla, and the distribution of the meat will go to Muslims only, according to the Shafis, Hanbalis and so forth, and Hanafis to Muslim and non-Muslim. Similarly, Qurbani Udhiya, when it is our Eid festival, so the 10th of Zulhijjah after the day of Arafat and so forth, so then we have 3 days to sacrifice and slaughter, so the 10th, 11th and 12th, so remember the same law applies there as well. So we should take cognizance of all these issues there, fulfill our duty with beauty.
Up to what age is a baby allowed to drink the mother's milk?
Almighty Allah Jalla Wala speaks of this in the Noble Quran, chapter 31, Surah Luqman, verse number 14. وَفِصَالُهُ فِي عَامَيْنِ. That whether it's a baby boy or baby girl, and the maximum period is 2 lunar years. 2 lunar years. So what happens if they exceed 2 years? So only Imam Abu Hanifa rahimahullah says that would be acceptable, permissible for another 6 months, meaning 30 months total according to the Hanafis and Imam Abu Hanifa. وَحَمْلُهُ وَفِصَالُهُ ثَلَاثُونَ شَهْرًا. However, the fatwa is on majority scholars, Imam Abu Yusuf, Imam Muhammad, the prominent greatest students of Imam Abu Hanifa sahibain, And likewise, the Shafi'i, Maliki, Hanbali, they all agree, and there's consensus on 2 years. But there won't be a sin for those of you following the Hanafi school if you overlap for 1, 2, 3 more months. My mother used to tell me that happened to me. I went far beyond that. So you must remember, therefore, we have the special attachment with our honorable, beloved mother, and so forth and so on. They carried us, they gave birth to us, and then they gave us milk and breastfed us. So we should remember that. Story time quickly. You see, Maulana Khalid, you won't ask this kind of question, so therefore I have to inform the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Radio Ansar International and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah. People ask me on the radio, people send emails, WhatsApp, and say that I went into overdrive and the husband says he drank the milk of his wife. Now what happens? You see that? So we say history repeats itself. First is to drink the milk of his mother, now he got busy with his wife. So it's haram, that is not permissible, but the nikah is still valid. You, the husbands who do all those upside down things, you must remember the law. Upstairs is for the baby and downstairs is for you. Don't confuse issues and blow your fuses here and so forth. So everything we must do, our duty with beauty.
If a khatam of Quran is being made by many people, can one person make all the sajdas for the khatam?
That our people, they brought from India. I told you all the story 100 times. When our people came 130, 140, 150 years ago from India and such places, they brought one kitab, one book. It's called the Lal Kitab, red book, you see. 99% fairy tales. From where they brought it? Saharanpur, Palanpur, Kolwatpur, Dabelpur, and Katorpur and Purpur and Mirzapur and all these things here. You see that? So all nonsense and fairy tales. Now imagine 20 people read Quran, but one Kala, one Masi say, you don't have to make sajda, I'll make the sajda. It's like telling them, you don't have to read Zohar Salat, I will read Zohar Salat for all of you, or any Salat, all haram, all this. So first and foremost, understand the masla. Our aim here is to stimulate your mind and educate the ummah. What is the verdict regarding sajda tilawat, and how many sajda tilawat are there in the Noble Quran? There are 15 sajda tilawat. The Hanbali say you should make all 15. The Shafi'i say 14. They leave out the one in Surah Swad, chapter 38 and verse 24. They say no, that is sajda shukr, and to say thankfulness and gratitude of Nabi Dawood alayhi salam, not sajda tilawat. Hanafi say 14. They leave out the second sajda of Surah Hajj. Remember that. So that is the hadith says, Fuddilat Suratul Hajj bi sajdatain. Open Mishkat Sharif Mustad Ahmad. The Surah Hajj, chapter 22, 78 verses, is the only surah, chapter in the Noble Quran, that contains and comprises 2 sajda tilawat. But the Hanafis have their dalail and evidence. They say no sajda there. So 14. And the Maliki say 11. So they are also with the Hanafis. They say the second sajda of Surah Hajj is sajda for Salat, is not sajda tilawat. And then the last 3 they leave out. One najmi idha hawa, idha sama unshaqat, and iqra bismi. So that's how they get 11 only. So we should remember that. What is the verdict regarding the sajda, making one sajda, prostrating once, because you read that particular verse, according to Shafi's, Maliki's, Hanbali's, is sunnah. If you perform it, you get reward. You don't perform it, there's no sin upon you. Fala isma'ali. The Hanafis only say it's wajib, compulsory, mandatory, upon the one who recited it and the person who heard it. Only Hanafis say that. So the person who read it, he must read it. He must perform the sajda. You can't tell somebody else, I read the ayat, you must perform the sajda. So definitely that is unacceptable and is based on jahalat and ignorance.
A Maulana went to India and he visited a temple. I don't know what he did in the temple. My first question is, was it permissible for him to go into the temple? And secondly, is he still considered as Muslim?
I went into many temples when I was studying in Karachi from 74 to 80. So then I think I visited India twice or thrice. In total, I visited 6-7 times India. India very nice in the 70s, 80s, 90s. You must remember that. That when you went there, then it is, you know, you just give a dollar or even the rain, some places they will change it. So remember, you get so many rupees and you just stand there in Bombay, Delhi, all the major cities, and they have these smart buses, tourist bus, you see. You just jump in, you don't know where they're going to take you, but you know it's interesting. So then they will tell you, I tell you three stories. So once they took us to a park, you see. And when they took us to that park, the bus stopped there. So we wondering that now, what is stopping here for? So they said, you see this area enclosed here. So this is, you must remember, a Qabristan, a graveyard. For who? For those people, you must remember, who belong to a certain faith here and all. They don't bury the people. They just throw them there and the vultures come and tear them to pieces and so forth and so on. So that's something I learned. I never knew that. You see that? So they have this type of cults there and ideologies. Then they take us to the temple. And then you see the guy there. You see that you find that there's one idol in the shape of the male organ. So they explain that this is lingam. So lingam is the male organ. Then they got another one there, the female organ, yoni. And then they got another idol in the name of the monkey. So he's Hanuman. And then they got another one in the shape of an elephant, Hathi Meresati. So they call him Ganeshi. And then they got another one in the shape of a rat and mouse and mice and all that, Ganpati. So you must learn all these things here. So you can't just say a person is kafir and non-Muslim, you must remember that. So you go there, Allah sabilil istidlah, I enter a church, what are you going to say? Is non-Muslim? No. We go there to learn things, you must remember these type of things there. Yeah? So that Maulana went there for that purpose there. So he didn't go and bow down in front of the idol of sajda or worship there or something. He went to go learn. I went to Zanzibar. From Darussalam we went. First class ferry. And the sun was setting, you see. So I told my wife, we sat in first class, you know, beautiful. And now the sun is setting and I saw the two minarets, the two towers. I thought it's a masjid. So I told my wife, I'll read Maghrib Salat there. Lo and behold, when we reached there, then we see it was a church. Anyway, we settled down in the hotel and what have you. They told us next day you must go to the church, lot of history. So then that person saw me with the kurta and the long, you know, clothing and the hat. And so he said, from where are you, sir? I said, from South Africa. He said, you know Tutu? I said, yes. He said, well, Tutu came here and I took him around. I said, very good, you take us around and show us. Not free, you have to pay $3, $4, $5 or something. Then he started attacking the Arabs, meaning Muslims. The Muslims did this, the Muslims did this, the Muslims were the slave traders and so forth. When he finished all his explanation, he asked any question. So obviously when his question time, my finger and hand is up, number one. So I said, yes, sir. Sir, is it not in this church here that you had a gay priest here delivering the sermon? You should just see the body language, how his jaw dropped, he looked down. He said, yes, it's true, but it was a white man. I said, now you must know when to raise your voice. Moka shanasi, mardam shanasi, on which occasion, how to say it, and to who to say it. I said, sir, I didn't ask you whether it's a white man, or a pink man, or a green man, or yellow man, or grey man, or did it happen or not? He said, yes, it happened. I said, why you don't tell the people that? So he looked at me, he couldn't say anything. So when we have the upper hand, we must finish them up. Name them, shame them, and nail them. You see that? If you go to the White House, I don't know if Trump, the harami pedophile, will allow you. 2000, when we went right inside. That time America was very nice. Anywhere you go, United Nations we went, and White House we went. I wanted to go Camp David. Then they told us, you go further, they will shoot us. Then I told that Wajid Bhai, take a U-turn here. Yeah, Wajid Bhai nearly wet his pants, you understand? He said, me Charlie Saab, say, yeah, Paru, I never came here. You came here 2 days ago, and we're going to Camp David. I said, Chalta Roho Bhai, you don't worry of anybody. So like that it is. You mustn't worry, you see. So anyway, So all these things happened and so forth. So when we entered the White House and that, so now they say questions. I picked up my hand, my wife brought it down. So you're going to make trouble. I wanted to ask that lady, I say, where does Clinton was busy with Monica the Harami? So you see, you must name them, shame them and all these things here. That is how you win the battle. You must, you see, if they tell you, speak of Netanyahu, I say Netanyahu is a war criminal. ICJ, ICC, Amnesty International, Beit Shalom, everybody calls him a war criminal. So what you want to still discuss? So you must know how to tighten the noose and hang them properly one time. So that is why he went there, to go learn about it. When I was in Newcastle, I used to go there to the, you must remember the school is there. It's called, you must remember, that's not St. Oswald School, the other one there. So the lady's name, old lady Teresa, you understand, the Catholic church there next to the Muslim school there opposite. So anyway, you must remember. So she used to tell me anytime, because I was studying via UNISA biblical studies. I said, what I must buy, let me go and pick up there. She said, anytime you want, you must take the books and after 2 weeks return it. So she said, help me, Lord. So one day I asked her, I said, madam, that can I ask you a question? You see, the Jutlas, they have a synagogue and they have a small one, this they call shul. So these Christians, they have a church, and if they have a small one, they call chapel. So they had a chapel there, St. Dominic, you see, St. Dominic is called. So anyway, you must remember that. So I asked her that all this here you got, so these idols and this, is this permissible in Christianity? She said, no, it's just for decoration and so forth. So the verses in the Bible that speak about this is when you go and worship it. But we're not worshiping it with us, but you are worshiping it. You worship Jesus and all these things there. But old lady, now I said, where? Just now she tell me no more books and all these things here. So this guy is asking me too much questions here. So will they help me? So that is how you learn when you go there. When you want to take on the Shias anywhere, America, Canada, India, I go right inside the Shia center and I get all their books. You see that? When you want to know what Qadiani is, you go to the Qadiani center. When I was in Zurich, I went there to the Qadiani Mosque, so-called Mosque of theirs. It's the only mosque with a minaret. I say, hey, me, I'm a Musafir traveler. Give me some books. I don't know about yours. So, because now when you get books from them, then we slaughter them. We make kurbani of them. Just now, after Maghrib, I sent a message to my brother, Mona Zahid Khan. I told him, Mona Zahid, this is good material for us. Three Shia Ayatullahs are saying that they say, Qatil Hussein, a Shia to Ali. Our Shias murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu. So this is from the Shia's mouth. I said, just get it properly translated and make a nice PDF and what have you. Tomorrow we will send it out, inshallah. You see that? So why are you blaming the Sunnis when you murdered Sayyidina Hussein radiallahu anhu? So this is from the Shia sources. This is how you win the discussion and debate.
Allah, we will now take a break and continue after the break.
This is Q&A. Send us your question on 084-786-3132.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Once again, we welcome the listeners of Markaz Sahaba, the voice of the Ahlus Sunnah wal Jama'ah, Radio Al Ansar International and Sirius FM, to this edition of the Q&A on this day, the 14th of Rabi'ul Akhir, 1447, corresponding with the 6th of October 2025, kindly and generously brought to you by the Capital Group, with our esteemed Amir and resident Mufti Abdul Qadir Hussain Hafizahullah, whom we have live at the moment. For our local listeners, if you have a question, WhatsApp it to the number 084-786-3132. And our international listeners, the number is +27 847 86 3132. Mufti Saab, the next question is, Momentum offers both medical aid and car insurance. Would it be permissible for me to take out both medical aid and car insurance as it is with the same service provider?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Before we come to all that, here's some interesting news. Today, 6th October 2025, Jerusalem Post quoting Israeli army statistics. Listen to this, you the esteemed listeners. 1,152 soldiers killed since October 7, 2023. More than 40% of them under 21 years old. They were just starting their life and they dispatched to Jahannam and will rot there, get roasted and toasted forever. The Israeli army suffers from severe dyscalculia, whatever the hell it is. So it means they can't count properly. They don't know what is maths. They can't remember and they forget and so forth. So that is the jutlas. This is how Allah is punishing them. In United Kingdom, the Green Party has voted to proscribe. Proscribe means to prohibit the Israeli army as a terrorist organization. You remember that? So they're calling them a terrorist organization, so forth. So yeah, they got the whole article. Members of the Green Party of England and Wales have voted to call for Israel Defense Forces to be proscribed as terrorist organization. The IDF is a national military of the state of Israel and all these things here. So proscribing the IDF would make both membership and expressing support for the IDF a criminal offense in the UK. You see that? The motion also called for Israel to fully withdraw all troops from Gaza and end surveillance and military operations in Palestinian airspace. So there you have it. The Green Party woke up, you see. Other parties can't wake up and so forth. Okay, brother, Bismillahirrahmanirrahim, your question. Remember that insurance, conventional insurance, normally our fatwa and 99% of the ulama we say is haram. Why we say it's haram? Because of the interest factor, the gambling factor. Take for example that life insurance, just as an example. You paid premiums for 1 year. So how much you paid? 100,000. Then you died, but you received 1 million. So how you got the 900,000 from? So obviously it's gambling and there's interest and all that. Regarding car insurance also we say, and majority scholars will say, that the same principle will apply. Regarding medical aid, our fatwa is slightly different because of the halat and the conditions. You know our hospitals and all that, what a mess they are and so forth and so on. So therefore, our Honorable Ustad, Hazrat Mufti Rizal Haq Sahab, I asked him and we discussed all these modern issues as well with Allah's help. So he says, ke gunjaish hai and ijaish, looking at all the halat and conditions. So fatwa will be medical aid is permissible because of your conditions of your medical system here in South Africa and so forth. And that will be the fatwa. Taqwa will be that better precaution you abstain. So you can't apply the law of analogy and say, because medical aid is not permissible, so therefore car insurance, life insurance, all that is permissible. That yes, that analogy is incorrect.
Our next question, if I am a Hanafi and I follow certain Shafi practices, will I be committing a sin?
You are not following the Shafi practices, you are following Ittiba'i Hawa. When people follow their own whims and fancies and desires and base desires, they go to hell. Quran says that. See, I read for you two verses and you will understand. Almighty Allah Jalla Wala states, أَفَرَأَيْتَ مَنِ اتَّخَذَ إِلَٰهَهُ هَوَىٰ. Have you seen that person there who has made his God at his base desires? He's just using the Shafi school. If you ask him what you know of Imam Shafi, he doesn't even know the name of Shafi properly. So that he made his God, what? هَوَاهُ. هَوَىٰ don't mean your Urdu, Meman, Gujarati, هَوَىٰ, the wind and that. هَوَىٰ in Arabic means your base desires. وَأَضَلَّهُ اللَّهُ وَعِلْمُ. Despite the knowledge he has, Allah Ta'ala led him astray. وَخَتَمَ عَلَىٰ سَمْعِهِ. Allah Ta'ala sealed his hearing faculty. وَقَلْبِ his heart. وَجَعَلَ عَلَىٰ بَصَرِهِ غِشَاوَةً. Allah Ta'ala put a veil, a curtain on his sight and vision. فَمَنْ يَهْدِيهِ مِنْ بَعْدِ اللَّهِ. Who will guide him besides Allah Ta'ala? Nobody. So he's on total astray, land up in Jahannam. أَفَلَا تَذَكَّرُونَ. Why don't you take heed and lesson and so forth? Surah Jathiyah, chapter 45, verse number 23. Surah 45, that is chapter 45 and verse 23. Me and you, our aim is to go to Jannah, Jannat al-Firdaus al-A'la, the highest place there in Jannah and Paradise. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala showed us the prescription, the recipe. So what is the recipe? In chapter 79, Surah An-Naziat, Allah states, وَأَمَّا مَنَ خَوَفَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ. As for a person who fears standing in the court of Allah for reckoning accountability, مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ وَنَهَ النَّفْسَ عَنِ الْهَوَى, and he restrains himself from his base desires. We have to suppress our desires. Now you say, thus I follow the Hanafi school, thus I follow the Shafi school, thus I follow the Maliki school, thus I follow Hanbali school. You know few things like so. You do that. You're not practicing on anything, but you're following your own fancies and desires, and you go to Jahannam. That's what Quran is telling you. For innal, yeah, you're a mujtahid, you know all that. It's a different thing. Today's Ummah, 90% are idiots and jahils and all that. So what you talking about this? For innal jannata yal ma'wa. So Jannat is their resting place. So chapter 79, Surah An-Naziat, in verses 40-41. So it's not permissible that. You must remember this. Yes, you must remember, if there's a masla, that, and now understand what I'm telling you. People are asking me, so many people, yesterday, today also, that can I read Asr Salat in Shafi time? That's how they pose the question. So I say, totally permissible. Whether you are in your hometown, whether you are traveling, all that permissible. Why? Because the Shafi say that, the Maliki say that, the Hanbali say that, and Imam Abu Hanifa's two greatest students say that, and the Dalil and evidence is much stronger also. So therefore, you're not following the Shafi school, you are following Sahibain, the greatest students and most prominent students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. Only Imam Abu Hanifa says, Ba'dal Mithlain, you must wait for two shadows and all that, then Asr time enters. So then you won't say you're following the Shafi school. We will say you are following Sahibain, following the students of Imam Abu Hanifa, rahimahullah. So these are issues you need to grasp and understand properly.
What are the rules of idda for a woman when her husband dies within the city where they live, and in the case of her husband dying abroad, for example, on vacation? When does the idda start?
Take the example of that brother who passed away last week in Medina Munawwara, in Riyazul Jannah. Allah Ta'ala grant him Mubin Shamsuddin. Allah grant him the highest stages in Jannat al-Firdaus. I believe his wife was there, son is there, and so forth, and now they're coming home or they're back home. So wherever your husband passes away, hadaran or safaran, whether in the hometown or on a journey, in Makkah, Medina, London, Paris, New York, or Dubai, or Hamankaran, from time of death, straight away, immediately after that, your iddat starts. And what is your iddat? Chapter number 2, verse 234. Almighty Allah states, Arba'at Ashurin wa Ashra, 130 days. So now your husband died in your house, in your arms, right? So the iddat will start immediately. Your husband died in Dubai, or died in Jeddah, or died there in Malaysia, or Maldives, and he went with his friends, and you, yeah? So the iddat starts immediately. Remember that, whether you are traveling with him or not. So whenever the husband passes away, so then the news came to you after 1 week that he passed away, so already 1 week has passed of the iddat. So that's how you work it out. 130 days from time of death. And if the lady that is now, whose husband passed away, the widow, she is pregnant, then Quran Kareem teaches us chapter 65, Surah Talaq, and verse number 4, وَأُولَاتُ الْأَحْمَالِ أَجَلُهُنَّ أَن يَضَعْنَ حَمْلَهُنَّ, that when she gives birth after 1 week, 1 month, or 8 months, so then her iddat will expire. So all this is clearly enshrined and mentioned in the noble Quran.
Are the names Sahla and Lamia good names, and where did they come from?
Remember, the Arabic language is very, very vast and majestic. I just told you just now that the full moon, look out of your window and you will still see the glory, beauty of the full moon, Laylatul Badr. So remember, Badr means full moon. And now you look at the first three nights, so the moon, what we call it, Hilal. So every 3 nights the name changes. Show me any language in the world that has that greatness in it. None will have it. Therefore, Allah chose and selected that the Quran Sharif bilisanin arabiyyin mubin. Mustafa Habibuna Rahmatulil Alameen sallallahu alayhi wasallam, Arabic only. You see that? Jannat, language there, lingua franca, Arabic only. So you, O Ummah, learn the Arabic language. Every day learn 1-2 words. Sahala, is Sahabi's name, Sahal, Sahala. So remember that Allah makes everything easy going. Sahal, Suhail, all that. So Allah Ta'ala makes is an easy going person. You see that? Not in haram things, in halal things. And Lamia. Lamia means to shine and glitter. So your daughter will be a star. She will be glittering and shining and illuminating the world with the beauty and glory of Islam. When they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, the celebrated student of Al-Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah, when Imam Shafi'i rahimahullah was born in 150 in Ghazza al-Mubarakah, then after 2 years his father passed away. Mother sat in Iddat, and then after that they migrated to Makkah Mukarramah. He grew up there. Then in the year 195, he entered Baghdad. Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal is there, and he became his favorite and celebrated student. 199, Imam Shafi'i left Baghdad to go to Cairo. So then the people were crying. They said, who must we go to? Oh, Muhammad bin Idris al-Shafi'i. Said, go to him, Ahmad bin Hanbal, huwa atqa wa afqa minni. This was his tawadhu, his humility, that this person has more taqwa and piety and more understanding of deen than me. When they asked Imam Ahmad bin Hanbal, tell us about your Shafi'i, your beloved teacher. He said, Ash-Shafi'i ka shamsi lid-dunya. Al-Imam Shafi'i is like the sun for the world. Illuminated it with his knowledge and piety and greatness. So Lamia, our daughter, will become a glittering star, insha'Allah. And your mothers and sisters and fathers, always remember this hadith. Innakum tud'auna yawm al-qiyamah bi asma'ikum wa asma'i abaikum fa ahsinu asma'akum. Tomorrow, on the day of justice, you'll be called by your name and by your biological father's name. Hence, Abdul Qadir bin Ismail, like that. Mo Khalid, I don't know your father's name. You can tell the people. So like that, you will be called. You see that? فَأَحْسِنُوا أَسْمَاءَكُمْ. So choose good names. Now, here, big lesson for us. People today, they adopt children. Some, they don't have children, they adopted. Now they give that adopted children their name, or they give them their surname. Absolutely haram this is. And Quran teaches you, chapter 33, verse 5, that adopted children, ud'uhum li'abaihim huwa aqsatu indallah, call the adopted children by their biological father's name. That is justice by Allah. Sometimes the social workers don't tell you what is the biological father's name. فَإِنْ لَمْ تَعْلَمُوا أَبَاءَهُمْ فَإِخْوَانُكُمْ فِي الدِّينِ. If you don't know the name, so say Yasin or Yusuf, Yaqub, Ismail, Islam. Say Zainab, Ruqayya, Umme Kulsum, Fatima, Aisha, Islam, like that. So there, but you can't attribute it to yourself. That is now totally haram. Hadith in Mishkat, Mustad Ahmad ibn Majah, مَنْ انْتَسَبَ إِلَى غَيْرِ أَبِيهِ فَعَلَيْهِ لَعْنَةُ اللَّهِ وَالْمَلَائِكَ وَالنَّاسِ أَجْمَعِينَ. You went and changed your surname to your adopted father because they're wealthy and famous, or whatever reason. So Allah's curse is on you. The angel's curse is on you, and the people's curse is on you. Totally haram to do that. We must be very, very circumspect and careful in this regard.
I will be staying for a month in Jeddah. I need to know after I perform my Umrah and want to re-enter Makkah and Medina for Salah. Can I enter without performing Umrah again?
Let's say you went from South Africa and then you perform your initial Umrah. You went via Dubai, you went via Doha, Qatar, via Addis Ababa, via Cairo, and so forth. Now you are staying in Jeddah, you're looking for a job, or you are there with family. Now from Jeddah, you want to go to Makkah for Tawaf, or you want to go for Salah, the Jummah or so. So must you perform Umrah? No, you don't have to. On that, there's consensus, remember that. that you can just go up and down from Jeddah. That proves my point. Initially, to fasten the ihram in Jeddah, when you're coming from outside, Africa, Europe, America, that is not permissible. The pilot is telling you, you're passing the miqat, and you're right inside now. So that's why when you go from Jeddah to Makkah, then remember there will be no ihram. But those people who say you can fasten ihram in Jeddah, then according to your thinking, you will have to wear ihram, which is wrong, obviously. So you must remember that there is no ihram in that case then.
I was at a grocery store and I was given extra change by the teller. And I went back to them and the teller insisted she gave me the right change. What should I do? I am quite sure of the monies I gave, but I can't say with certainty.
So remember that she gave you 2 rand, 5 rand, 10 rand, 20 rand extra. So now in your mind, you say she gave you extra change. You told her and so she don't want to listen. So fine. So then go give that amount out in charity to poor people, Muslim, non-Muslim, and Allah will reward you for that. Da'ama yuribuka ila ma la yuribuk. The hadith is mentioned in Tirmidhi Sharif. The reporter of the hadith is Sayyidina Hassan radiallahu ta'ala an Nawasai Rasul sallallahu alayhi sallam Sibtu Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi sallam. The beloved grandson, he told me when I was very, very young, obviously, I saw a date and I just picked it up and was about to insert in my mouth. And Nana Mustafa, my maternal grandfather, saw me and stopped me in my tracks and said, Da'ama yuribuka, leave that which places you and puts you into doubt, ila ma la yuribuk, and opt for that in which there is no doubt. So now that 10, 20, 50 rand, whatever it is, you got doubt. So give it away in charity. Allah will give you much more, my brother, sister. وَمَا أَنْفَقْتُمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ فَهُوَ يُخْلِفُ. Whatever you spend in the path of Allah, شَيْءٍ, 1 cent, 1 rand, 1 dollar, 1 rupee, 1 ruble, ruble is the Russian money, you see that? So all this, then Allah will give you a better replacement. So give it out in charity, no problem.
How must we read Salah in the Haram of Makkah because the Imam is now reading behind the Musallis?
This person is but confused also. So you know by the Kaaba Musharrafa, the Baytullah, you can read Salat in all four directions. So if you are there, now first of all, understand the direction of the Kaaba Musharrafa. When you are facing the Kaaba where the Hajr-e Aswad is and you must remember the Rukn-e Yamani is, so that is the southern wall. And where the golden door is, that is the eastern wall. And where the Hatim is, the semicircle, there's the northern wall. And the one when you pass that, then will be the western wall. So we got the directions right. So if you are in the east, or you in the west, or in the north, the Imam don't stand there. He stands there by the southern side, you see then. So if you are standing on the other three directions, you're nearer to the Kaaba compared to the Imam, your salat is valid, there's no problem with that. The problem comes about when the Imam stands there on the southern side facing, you must remember, Hajr-e Aswad and Rukn-e Yamani, and people then go in front of him and so forth. So then the Salat is not valid. There's only one verdict of Imam Malik that says it's valid. And they use that now when the crowds are big and that we reject that. The Najdis and Wahhabis do all crazy things. You must remember that. So you must ensure you are reading on the other side. Or if you're reading on the side where the Imam is, you must be behind the Imam, not in front of the Imam. And the only dalil, they got Az-Zahma, Az-Zahma. You see, they say the crowd is big. Crowd is big not only for today. So in those days also the crowd was big. Imagine 1400 years ago and more, 124,000 Sahaba, male, female, adult and children. The crowd is big or small? Massive crowd if you look at it 1400 years ago. But still, you must remember they were practicing on the Sharia, not practicing on their own nafs and hawa and for doing their own thing. Quran Kareem is very clear. Chapter 3, verse 31. In kuntum tuhibbun Allah, if you really love Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, fattabi'uni, follow me, Habibuna Mustafa Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, immaculately, yuhibbukumullah, you will become the beloved of Almighty Allah Azza wa Jalla, wa yaghfir lakum dhunubakum, and Almighty Allah will forgive you your sins. Go open Muslim Sharif, and what you will see, khudu anni manasikakum. You can't perform your umrah, your hajj, your actions as you feel like. You must take it from me. Swallu kama ra'aytumuni uswalli. Hadith Bukhari Sharif. Perform your salat as I perform salat. So the ummah today are masters in looking for loopholes and looking for shortcuts in skullduggery. So therefore we find all this mix-up going on. One more masla, then we go for a break.
Why is that a man is classified as a good husband if he is, I think the word is Bailu, B-H-A-Y-L-O, with his wife. Are men not allowed to get angry or upset? Where do we draw the line? Of course, I say absolutely no to physical abuse.
Remember, Mo Khalid, I was still speaking and all that. So that question of yours, you ask it after the break. Okay. So there is one important masla. So those of you who are there in Umrah and so forth in that and Hajj time. I was in Hajj 74. We went for Umrah with Allah's help and mercy. My parents came from South Africa. 75, I went from Karachi for Hajj. Lo and behold, we small lighty case, you understand. What a majlis. Hazrat Mawla Muhammad, Hazrat Allama Sheikh Yusuf bin Nuri Rahimahullah, Hazrat Allah, Mawlana Muhammad Zakariya, Sheikhul Hadith were there, and big muftis, senior muftis were there. The masla they were discussing in 75, that there are so many ladies standing next to the men in Far Salat, in Jamaat Salat, and so forth. Now what happens? This is for Makkah only. So then they all reached this decision and said, if the lady is standing in the Jamaat Salat, congregational Salat next to you, and touching your shoulder, then your Salat is broken, the male Salat is broken. Whether she's standing on your right-hand side or standing on your left-hand side, okay? So then, or she's standing in front of you. So if you make sajda, then her feet are in front of you, triangle. So then the salat will be broken because of the crowd and so forth. And if it's not like that, then the salat is valid. So all these years with Allah's help, Allah's mercy, we went and all that from 74 right till 2020 and so forth. So we always used to try and stay far away from the woman and so forth because they just gap in anywhere and so forth. The small tankies from Indonesia, Malaysia, they can just gap in, you know, and small vendors. So we must be careful about that masla is very important when you are in Makkah especially and so forth. Okay, we go for a break now. And then inshallah we will continue.